Where are the freaking meetings? If you've been in marketing for any length of time, I can be guaranteed you've been asked that question at least once, probably every single day. The challenge is not every marketing program immediately books meetings. Today, we're gonna walk through exactly what you should be measuring at each stage of a B2B marketing program so that you can not only drive more meetings, but actually measure success on the right things at the right times. So before we dig into metrics for success, what we wanna first walk through is how do you actually know what your program is supposed to accomplish? We think about this through the context of a buyer's journey. Over here at Scrappy ABM, we refer to that more specifically as the account progression model. The goal is that every program has a specific goal that meets the buyer where they are today. And not every buyer is ready to book a meeting and actually buy today. Many times, they're actually just looking for more information. Again, most of the time, we only see that roughly 3% of your total addressable market or your audience is even in market. If every program you launch is only designed to book meetings, you're only focused on the 3% versus the 97% that aren't ready to buy today, but will be in the relatively near future. So as we think through the buyer's journey and account progression model, there are six core stages. First is awareness. Second is an initial engagement. Third is meaningful engagement. Fourth is marketing qualified account. Fifth is sales qualified account. And then sixth is the opportunity. Let's break down what you should be measuring at each stage so that you're actually driving the right behaviors. So as we first think about awareness, this is a stage that a lot of people really overcomplicate. But as I think about awareness, the goal is simply, do they know we exist? Do our buyers know we exist? Fun fact, I can guarantee 100% of the time that if someone knows you exist, they are exponentially more likely to buy from you than if they don't. So the goal here at an awareness stage program is just to build some form of measurement and some form of tracking that validates the people we wanted to go after have engaged with our brand in any capacity. Impressions, clicks, website visits, specific pages on your website, social engagement. These are all simplified metrics that you can use to just validate these companies that we want to work with, have engaged with our brand, know we exist, and are then likely to engage again. As we then move to the next stage of initial engagement, I think of initial engagement as, can we validate that they have a problem? So the metrics of success at a high level will look very similar to an awareness level program. The core difference here is exactly what they're engaging with. So when I think about problems, I think about, do they actually engage with some kind of content that outlines the specific kinds of problems that we as a business could solve? So again, it's still going to be impressions, it's going to be clicks, it's going to be page engagement, but look a little bit deeper at what pages, what content, what channels are they engaging in? The goal here is to have some form of a metric or a trigger point that then can engage them with more solution-oriented content as we move to the next stage. But again, at the initial engagement stage, just measure impressions, clicks, engagement around specific problem-related content. From there, we move into meaningful engagement. And this is where it gets really exciting because now we know that the buyer that we want to engage has a problem. They know we exist and they're exploring viable solutions. So this may not be specifically your exact product or your service, but they're exploring around content that helps them solve their problems today. Think of this as maybe a deep dive webinar that actually walks through how you have built programs previously or how your services work. Again, not necessarily, hey, buy our service today, but if you're exploring services, you're exploring products, this is what the landscape looks like. That kind of content piques interest and shows they're actually trying to solve this right now. And they're exploring all of their options. Here, again, we're still looking a lot at the engagement stage, but this may be where you transition into opt-ins and downloads and then less blog content and more along the lines of maybe content pillar page content that is a deep dive. It's an analyst report. It's these kinds of assets that, I'm going to be really blunt, are not always the most easy to digest and consume, that have a lot of meat to them. They're dense content, but because of the level of density of the content, it shows they're not really a casual consumer. They're actually looking for viable solutions. As we then move into the marketing qualified account stage, this is typically sales' favorite stage. At this time, they're not exploring general viable solutions. They're actually most specifically looking at your solutions. So think of this as your product page, your pricing page, your schedule a call page, maybe some case study content. But again, it's not general, here are ways you can solve this, but they're exploring you specifically. How do you solve this problem? And is this a right fit for me? So again, this is still engagement, but it's engagement on very specific pages. If you're a single product company, you may only end up having 10 pages that convert someone from a casual consumer into a marketing qualified account. So once they've engaged with these specific pages, that's when you know it's time to actually potentially activate sales to have these accounts book meetings. We then move to the next stage, which is a sales qualified account. At this stage, sales is booking the meeting and then qualifying them primarily based on timing and budget. Often people still are using BANT, which is budget, authority, need, and timing, as a qualification criteria to make sure that these accounts are qualified. But as you look at the approach that we're taking here, typically authority and need have already been checked off because these accounts were intentionally gone after with the right contacts, and we've tracked all of their engagement to this point. So we know they have a need, we know they likely have authority. So what we wanna make sure of in this stage is, do they actually have the money to solve this problem? And is it a big enough problem to solve right now? If those two things are still true, and again, we validate need and authority, but if all of those are true, we then move into opportunity. And finally, we actually get to have our first big win. The last stage that we want to focus in on is the opportunity stage. And again, as an organization, this is like the second most exciting stage next to customer, because we've now actually got a real deal that we're really working and trying to get to a win. As you think about the opportunity stage, this is where a lot of marketers kind of take a step back. They're like, sales has got it. We don't take that approach. We actually think that opportunity marketing is one of the best opportunities for marketers to show a tangible impact, because you can continue to market to these companies and make sure you get in front of everyone that is involved in making the decision. So we celebrate, we got the meeting, it's a real opportunity. And now the real work begins to make sure the deal actually closes. So as you look at your opportunity programming, make sure that you've actually worked with sales to identify what are the blockers that we experience at these stages, who do we need to get in front of, and then actually build specific programs to do those things. Again, we're actually still focused at that stage on content engagement, but it's more specific. Did the CFO actually check out our ROI calculator? Did IT see our security and compliance approach and see that we've got the right certifications to make sure we get access to their data? We're going ahead and actually working through all the reasons they would say no and creating specific content and marketing programs that head those things off at the pass, which creates a much smoother sales and buying experience, both for your sales team and for the buying committee. So as you think about what you report out on, in short, it's going to largely be engagement. And as you think about who to report that out to, depends on where you are in your program. So if you're in the early days of a program, what you've got is engagement. So I would, for the first 3 months, if you're thinking about reporting to an executive team on the progress of your program, you want to report out on engagement, but not generalized engagement. You actually want to get specific and say, these specific companies that have been on our dream list of companies to work with are engaged with our brand. And you can live there for typically 3, maybe 4 months. But after the first 3 to 4 months, you need to start getting some meetings on the calendar. And then once you've transitioned to meetings booked, you report out on generalized account engagement of how many accounts did we target and how many of those accounts are engaged. And then you move really quickly to pipeline generated, pipeline accelerated, and revenue won. Is you're reporting out to, again, the executive team. I still think at every stage, you should actually have a deep dive dashboard for the marketing team to review to understand how the program overall is performing. But as we were thinking about what do we report out and how do we get excitement across the organization and get further buy-in, I love engagement as much as the next guy. And I love showing awareness level programming. But most of the time, executives and sales get excited about meetings on the calendar, opportunities that are moving through the pipeline, and opportunities that close. So we're gonna focus our reporting there as quickly as we can. So hopefully this video was helpful. Again, as a quick reminder, at every stage of your program, you wanna make sure that you're reporting out on the right thing so that in awareness and initial engagement stage, you're reporting out on ad clicks, impressions, content engagement. At the meaningful engagement and the MQA stage, it's also still engagement, but it's higher intent engagement like downloads, event attendance, and then dense content engagement. At the SQA stage, we're reporting out on opportunities created and meetings booked. And at the opportunity stage, we are still reporting on content engagement, but it's through the lens more of how quickly are we accelerating the deals through the pipeline and how many of those actually did end up closing. So if that's a help summarize version of what you should be reporting out on, we're going to create a ton more content just like this to help you build out your B2B marketing programs. So please give this a like and subscribe, and then share this with your RevOps team so you guys can get aligned on exactly what you want to be reporting out on to both your marketing and your executive team. Thank you again for watching this video, and we'll see you guys in the next one.